hear from this beautiful reading from St. Paul today, which is often chosen at weddings for obvious reasons. But there is one small part at the end I would like to focus on today. And this comes from the end of the reading. When I was a child, I used to talk as a child, think as a child, reason as a child. When I became a man, I put aside childish things. There's this interesting interplay in Scripture on childhood. In one sense, our reading today makes it appear that we need to grow out of being a child and be adults. In another sense, though, we hear in other places that we must be like a child to enter into the kingdom of God. At our baptism, we say that we are made into children of God and remain so for our entire life. So, which is it? I don't think there is as much confusion as I may be leading on, because the language in our second reading is telling. When I am a man, I put aside childish things. Many of you know Father Luke Strand, the soon-to-be rector of the seminary, and he once told us seminarians in a homily, he said, "Men, you need to be childlike, not childish." I think he was talking to Alex specifically. But this is a perfect distinction, because at our core, I think we can boil down just about everything we do into these two categories. I even think as parents, the raising of children comes down to rooting out the childish behavior while strengthening the childlike. The words themselves invoke different feelings. Childlike sounds warm, innocent, good, affirming. Childish sounds harsh, accusatory, bad, and mischievous. And if we went through the attributes and non-attributes of love in this reading from St. Paul, we can distinguish which ones are childlike and childish. It is childlike to be patient, kind, rejoice in the truth, bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, endure all things. It is childish to be jealous, pompous, inflated, rude, seek its own interest, quick-tempered, brood over injury, and rejoice over wrongdoing. Kind of strikes home a little bit, doesn't it? What makes this all the more prevalent is that today we kick off Catholic Schools Week, a week which highlights the virtues and gifts of being childlike, a reminder to us of its goodness. So is it a good opportunity for us to reflect upon this week the ways we are childlike versus childish, ways we are being children of God? If we are paying attention, we will notice pretty quickly which one we are being. As an example, I want to take a look at our gospel as a case study of sorts, because we see in it both childlike and childish behavior. We find Jesus reading scripture in the synagogue. Then he says this powerful statement. Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing. Those are big words. He is saying that everything you've been reading about in the scriptures, the person you are waiting for, is me. That's pretty exciting stuff. It's also pretty unbelievable. Today, the first response would be, well, prove it. Do something. And yet, how do these people respond? All spoke highly of him and were amazed. It's amazing that childlike trust when something is told to them, to have childlike trust in Jesus. But then Jesus continues speaking, and now he begins to say things that they do not like as much or agree with. And then we encounter quite different behavior. And they were filled with fury and tried to throw him off a cliff. Now that's pretty childish. But it isn't that common in our old life or in our own life to speak highly of those we agree with while throwing down those we don't. We all still have some growing up to do. So in this gospel, the people chose to put aside childlike things for childish. We must strive to do the opposite. And what does Jesus do when this occurs? The gospel says, he passed through their midst and went away. Jesus has no time for the childish. In a sense, we almost have it backward. We do not go through life striving to grow up into adults, but to preserve and mature in our childness. I think if we can train ourselves to think of our maturity in the faith this way, it is easier and even inspiring to grow in virtue and cast aside sin. Even right now, if we think of the particular sin we may struggle with and honestly see its childish nature, a light bulb kind of goes on. Like, yeah, what I'm doing is pretty childish. And seeing it in that light even makes it look pretty silly. Why would I continue to do that? So next time we find ourselves jealous, pompous, inflated, rude, seeking our own interest, quick-tempered, brooding over injury, or rejoicing over wrongdoing, let us see it as it is, childish, and put it aside. Not because we have grown up, but because we have remained young. Young enough that Jesus will not pass through our midst and go away, but hear him who says, "Let the children come to me."